there's an issue now once we see the thaw. We've already seen quite a lot of potholes on the road and chips. I think that it's only right that this would be maintained. But that said, I think that the minister needs to step in here and give us severe weather emergency funding. Now, I have been in contact with the department, and I've been in contact with Lifford as well, requesting that Lifford would submit for severe weather funding, and that trying to talk to the minister in relation to giving that funding. At the end of the day, the reality is that our county, when it comes to road infrastructure funding that we get every year, isn't anywhere near enough. And now the idea that the minister would think that it's okay for us just to use, that we're left to use that money we get every year just to try to keep barely on top of what we have, wouldn't be acceptable. We have road infrastructures like the back of Argyll, Ballar and Afarsta. There were ones talking to me earlier about around the border, the Lagan Convoy area, that they're seeing quite a lot of damage onto our roads. And I can imagine right across the whole county this is happening, and nobody will know better than that than our good road staff. So the minister needs to step in, give us the funding that we need to try to stay on top of our road infrastructure. The government can't continue to ignore us. There comes to a point where they have to realise that we do exist up here north, and that we do need, and we are entitled to equal funding like anywhere else in the country.
Is there a need for a review of the materials being used on the roads in a bid to perhaps make them more resilient to this weather? If our roads are sustaining damage every year, perhaps that raises questions about the materials being used to build them in the first place.
I've seen a big shift now since I became a councillor. Senior engineers are trying to use BECMAC. If you can get BECMAC, it does last for a very, very long period of time. It is a good job, and it's what the public wishes. But the problem with BECMAC is that it's nearly four, five, six times the amount in terms of what they would have traditionally used. So you get less done. And again, what I believe needs to happen, and I would be calling on those that are down in Dublin to shout louder, to thump harder, and get us the money that we need. Our road infrastructure needs proper attention. We've seen last week in the media about our NCT centres in West Donegal being the lowest. That is partly down to the road infrastructure as well as other reasons in terms of the low pass rate. But we do need proper infrastructure.